Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it wasn't a great weekend for the Sacramento Kings.
Hasn't been a great any sort of stretch for the Sacramento Kings.
Been a bad few weeks, to be honest.
Yeah, not good. Pretty much since the season started. Remember that game where they called a technical foul on Terrence Davis? I think that was the Beam Team.
Was that
opener.
Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah, against Damian Lillard.
Oh, yeah, that was the opening.
It was
night.
The home opener. That was the night we were told, hey, if we win, we're going to shine this. Like, I don't even know if she called it the Beam. I honestly can't remember. I assume she did. She's like, yeah, we're going to shoot this purple beam into the sky. They're like, oh, great. Can't wait. I still remember that technical foul.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Feels better than this, though. Looked at Dame Lillard sideways, and the ref teed him up.
Crazy. De'Aaron Fox had a big corner three in that game.
Right? Yeah,
Placing went crazy.
But Sac State men's basketball, they got a W yesterday in overtime. That was a
they did.
That was a hell of a game.
No, it was still regulation.
Was it?
Yeah, they fought back. I didn't think they was going to win that game. It was down like 7 to 11 points for the majority of the second half.
I had the run note. It was like 17, it wasn't 17-2, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
17-2?
Presbyterian,
the
Presbyterian basketball team.
What is their name?
Well, I'm a professional. The Blue Hoes.
The Blue Hoes.
Okay.
Yep.
The Blue Hoes. Yep. Stop making shots.
It was the working title for Avatar, too, if I remember correctly.
What is
a blue hoe?
Yeah, what is a blue hoe?
I don't know.
Why don't you Google it and find out?
I want to.
Okay.
But like,
well, what is preventing you from doing your job?
I don't know how to spell it, so maybe that'll send me.
H-O-S-E? Yes.
H-O-S-E?
Yeah, blue hoes.
All right, I'll do it. I'm doing it from the company tab, though. What is a blue?
And let me guess, because I really don't know this.
Oh, wait.
Is that from
South Carolina?
So is this...
I don't know.
Is Presbyterian in South Carolina?
That's
a
great question.
That's my guess.
It's a specific type of industrial or agriculture hose.
Yeah, so it's a gardening tool, right? That's a weird mascot.
That is a weird mascot. That you're a gardening tool.
That's why I was like, wait, it's got to mean something else because then that's just.
But I never
terrible.
Heard of it. I've heard of a backhoe, but I've never heard of a blue hoe.
Look, dude, you need to lock in. How you, Casey? Mr. Faces over there.
I didn't say anything. Kenny over here talking about his back holes, and I'm like, hey, I'm over here trying to get to the bottom of the nickname Blue Holes. The name originated in the early 1900s when sports writer called the teams the Blue Stockings. Because of the blue socks the players wore, the nickname was later shortened to Blue Hose.
Okay, we're going to call you the Presbyterian Stallions from now on.
Yeah, they need
yeah,
to.
Like that's what you guys are.
No, you can't go from hoes to stallions. You can't do that. We got to think of something different.
They got to change their name. Like a few years back, maybe even like a decade back, we used to be, well, no, they just changed the mascot. It was the Cal State East Bay Pioneers, and it was like this Yosemite Sam guy. His name was Pioneer Pete. He had guns, pistols, all this other stuff. That was the mascot. They actually didn't change the name Pioneers. They're still the Pioneers, but Pioneer Pete is gone. Like, you don't see that. They need to do that with Presbyterian.
So they changed it from blue stockings to blue hose.
Should have just been the blue socks.
Because the assumption is that it sounded fiercer.
What?
To carry on to the athletic field. I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
So if they were blue stockings and they changed it to blue hose, the correlation between the two is pantyhose.
Yeah, yeah.
They thought the move was to change their mascot name to a shorter version of pantyhose? Can you help me?
First of all, title of the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of material we're working with right now.
Walk me through this process
of
thinking.
Run this segment back.
Walk me through the process of thinking in 1954. Hey, you know what'll be tougher? Stockings doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Let's go with the blue pantyhose. Ah, you know what'll be even tougher? If we take the panties out and just call it the blue hose.
Oh, man. I don't understand the logic.
Yeah, I don't have words for you right now. Yeah, I don't know.
Usually, you know, hey, let me give you the other side. What they might be thinking.
Yes.
I can't do that in
all
this
right.
case.
Great.
I don't know what they were thinking.
Great.
And I don't know. We talk about 1950s, all this other stuff. I don't know. 1985. Hey, guys, maybe we should change this name.
Yeah, we're already 2025.
Like, this ain't even really
now.
Working. You know what I mean? It's not. Why don't we just be the Bears?
The Bulldogs, perfect, right
Bulldogs.
There. Bulldogs, Bears.
They could even be, isn't there a college that's the Blue Hens? They could have been the Blue Hens.
Today.
There's the Blue Devil.
Blue Devil.
Today, the name signifies fierce Scottish warriors.
No disrespect.
Well, shout out.
Where's the school located again? In Carolina, he said?
No, it was just a guess. I believe it's South Carolina. That's my guess. I don't know for sure. If I get this right, that's definitely a point.
Presbyterian, boy, only thing worse is, oh, God. This link said the Presbyterian Blue Hose women's basketball team. Come on, man. Presbyterian Blue Hose. They are, where did you say?
South Carolina.
Clinton, South Carolina.
Let's go!
No, you cheat. You cheat. Stop. You cheat. There's no way. Stop. Nah, there's no way that anyone just, let me guess what Presbyterian is.
You absolutely.
Hey, let's go!
No, yeah, that's too random a fact to, like, not know already.
Hey, let's go, boy.
You absolutely cheat.
Hey, that is a point and a half.
You don't get a point.
Let's go!
Yeah, no.
As a matter of fact, you lose a point for acting like
I didn't know nothing about that.
Liar.
I just know my college sports.
On this show right now, to all the chatty house, to me, to Damien, to everybody, say that you didn't know the answer.
I did not know the answer.
Still don't
know
the answer. You say it if you want to.
I just know my college sports. I know my college sports. Presbyterian, South Carolina, stand up.
No, it's Clinton, South Carolina.
Well, no, I was just saying the school, and I didn't remember the city.
It was a 12-2 run, by the way, at the end of that game.
Shout out to my boy,
Take
Prophet.
Out the blue hose.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm trying to do my job. Like, stop smirking. I'm trying to do my job.
Be the Smurfs or something.
Prophet.
We could have said Presbyterian.
No, Prophet took them hoes out. What you want to do? What you want to do? How many my man Bear Cherry had last night?
How many did Bear have last night?
Bear Cherry had them hoes on skates last night.
Oh, man. Good win for them. But that was not the best Sac State win of the season, of the weekend. Oh,
Bear had 17, and no, it wasn't.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
Saturday
wasn't.
Night
what
was crazy.
What
the one game this year I didn't go to.
Really?
Best game of the year, and
what
I didn't
a game.
Go to it.
What
Sac
a game.
State football comes back with about 9 seconds to play to beat Idaho to keep their postseason hopes alive. Shout out Cardale Williams with the quarterback keeper scoring with 9 seconds to go.
2 yards out, I think.
And now it sets up high drama Saturday afternoon in Davis. Playoffs on the line, quite possibly. I don't think it'll be forever. Like, I think they'll find a way to circle back around. But this, I think this will be the last Causeway for a few years. And playoffs on the line. Here's the funny thing about it. I know it's not officially the playoffs. It's a playoff game for Sac State. Like, you want to make the playoffs. Yeah, whatever. Of course you do. This is a playoff. You win and you advance. Lose, go home. It's a playoff game against Davis in one of the last Causeway classics that we'll see for a few years. Oh, it's high drama. High drama. It's up. And it's not supposed to rain on Saturday. Let's go.
Oh, thank God.
Let's go.
Thank God, because we got something on Saturday morning, and I had flashbacks to last year when we did it, when we did the food distribution thing last year and got rained on for 3 straight hours. And look, happy to do it. I have never been in a rainstorm like where I'm just standing outside like that one. That was incredible. And then went to the Sac State football game that afternoon, or the thing, not that evening, afternoon, evening. Perfect.
That was the Causeway. It's now perfect. That I think about it.
It was the Causeway. Yeah, it was the Causeway. That was a hell of a weekend for Sac State. Though the guys did lose on Friday. In the
basketball version.
Women continue to roll, though. They're 4-1 on the season.
Shout out to my boy, Coach Aaron Kalloff. He cooking.
Yeah, man.
He's cooking.
And so was Brock Purdy. A great return to the football field for Brock and the San Francisco 49ers. We'll talk about that. We'll get back to the Sacramento Kings as well. Zach LaVine didn't play a single minute in the fourth quarter, and it appears Keegan Murray's return is imminent. We'll talk about all of that when Dillon and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
1320. TC's got a trade. 916-909-1320. Oak Grove Kia Talk Line right there. TC.
What's good, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, big dog?
Man, I'm vibing, bro. You know what? Hey, how I want to come in with this, right? So I know Ham, and I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people say they don't like, you know, attaching picks and players and all that, right? So I got a trade coming in with a pick, and I got a couple picks going out. But before I get started, give me a minute, Jesse. I'm at peace with this team, bro, right? And what I mean, I'm at a peace of mind, right? I know with all the madness going on, but I can see the vision. I can see what Scott and them trying to put together and all that, and I'm not going to overly stress myself out, right? So I know we're trying to get young pieces in here, move people out, and get a better team moving forward. So I understand that. So that's why when I look at these trades, I try to break them down that way. So I got Domas and Carter going to Brooklyn, right? Domas back with Jordy, his guy Jokic, he got his boy back, right?
Okay.
They sending us Nick Claxton, a center back. We getting Terrence Mann and a 2026 first-round pick. The reason I say that is we all talking about draft picks, so not only do we got two first-round draft picks in this upcoming stacked draft, but we got Terrence Mann, he's a throw-in. We already know what he did, Clipper days, and then we get a center back in Claxton. And then if you're talking about sending picks out, I have Zach LaVine, and I'm attaching a 2030 first round and a 2032 first round to go get Lori Marketing because I know Danny liked them picks.
No.
I get it, right? But Danny wants picks. He doesn't want the deal done. But if we want to get Lori here to go with Keegan, then we got to pay the price.
No.
Just
Terrence,
think about those trades, bro.
Terrence, this is my fault. This is my fault. I should have cut him off after the first trade proposal because I didn't hate it. I didn't hate the Domas Devin to Brooklyn.
I don't hate that at all. That's why I let that one
like, cook. Okay. Like,
although I don't know. You know,
is Brooklyn giving you a first?
That's
well. See,
theory.
I don't like, think yeah. you. I don't think Brooklyn is. In fact, I don't think anyone is.
That's my thing. Now, the one thing I will say is maybe we look to condition our thinking a little bit on that because Orlando did give up those first round picks for Desmond Bane. So I'm not saying you get four, but if you can get four in that deal, can you not get one for Domantas Sabonis? Maybe. But that's almost akin to saying, well, Rudy Gobert got traded. Bro, don't lump what we're trying to do if I'm talking to a GM or if I'm talking to the Kings. Don't lump what we're trying to do into that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like, Orlando did that. We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't think you can get a first-rounder for Domas. Like, I don't – first-rounder and, like, expiring contract and a player that you might want moving forward. Nah.
At least the Nets first-round. Otherwise, it's going to be heavily protected or whatever. And
turn
into whatever. Because they don't have multiple first-round picks. They just have their own this season.
That would be malpractice.
Next year.
For the Nets to trade their first round pick for Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
I would call the same people that are investigating the Lakers to investigate the Nets.
Isn't that the feds? are you calling the feds on the Brooklyn Nets?
They might have the number one overall pick.
Yeah, they might.
Darren Peterson.
Yeah.
A.J. DeBonta, who looked really good on Sunday. I was watching him on Sunday. Once he started to shoot the ball, it was looking like a problem. No. TC, I see you working, but absolutely not. Both trades are in the tank.
Oh, man.
No pun intended.
I saw there's an article on ESPN titled Tears for All 30 NBA Teams.
I heard about this from Kyle Madsen.
Oh, okay.
I didn't read the article, and I didn't see, because I had to get out the car, I didn't see like what the King's situation okay. was.
You guys want to guess?
Oh, I just want to see what it's titled. Tier 1 is Oklahoma City and Oklahoma City alone. Tier 2, legit title contenders, is Denver, Houston, New York, and Cleveland. Then there's something called Conference Finals Party Crashers. Prospective contenders stuck in neutral. That is the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Orlando Magic. The Muddled Middle, which consists of the Blazers, Heat, Bucks, Sixers, Raptors, Celtics, Bulls. Play-in Dreamers. Wow. Wow. The Play-in Dreamers, which is Tier 6, and there is a Tier 7. The Tier 7 consists only of Utah, Washington, Brooklyn, and Indiana.
Huh.
The Kings fall into the Play-in Dreamers, along with the 4-10 Memphis Grizzlies, who they'll see on Thursday, which might be Keegan Murray's debut. The New Orleans Pelicans, who is 10-11, who just fired Willie Green. The Sacramento Kings, who are 3-11. The Phoenix Suns, who are 8-6 right now. The Dallas Mavericks, who just fired their general manager and are 4-10. And the Charlotte Hornets, who are 4-9.
Do you think, I'll ask the question. Do you think in this situation we're too close to the Kings in a critical way? Like, we look at this, like this, we watched every game, we watch every secondary game, we're like, this is just the worst. Whereas somebody making the list may look at the record, may look at the schedule, be like, it's bad. Like, it's bad, but it's not Brooklyn bad. They shouldn't be on the same tiers.
But who would you be more likely to trust? The people who looked at the schedule?
No, I agree. But when you are surprised by that tier, maybe they're not
I
as
see.
Tapped.
I
and,
see. For a team that so many of these same people said was going to be bad, I'm surprised that you would have them here.
Right.
Like, I figured this was more of a, aha, told you. I figured there'd be more of that than, oh, they could still, you know, compete for a top 10 spot. You have the Utah Jazz, and maybe this is part of the reason. This is very, very similar to last year. The Trailblazers are 6-7 at 9. Mm-hmm. The Jazz are 5-8. Then you have the 4-9 Clippers, the 4-10 Grizzlies, the 4-10 Mavericks, and the 3-11 Sacramento Kings. You also have in the 8th spot Phoenix, who is 8-6. And I think their long-term success remains to be seen. Golden State is at the 7th spot at 9-6, and I can see them lingering around a record similar to that for the entire year. And outside of that, I don't think anyone's out of place. Yeah. Minnesota, San Antonio, Houston, you know, Denver still, you know, 7 straight wins for Denver at 10-2. Oklahoma City, 13-1, 5 straight wins for them. Double-digit point differentials for those two teams, as well as Houston, who's 9-3.
Yeah, I'm trying to do some quick math here. I think I got this right. 9 of the Kings' 14 games have been against these top three tiered teams.
Oh, sure. Oklahoma City. 2 against Oklahoma. Oh no, this will be the second or the third. This will be the third against Oklahoma City. They've already had 2 against Denver. None against Houston yet, right?
No.
They've already played the Lakers. They've played the Spurs. They've played Minnesota twice with a third one right around the corner.
Yeah.
Their first home game back, I think, is,
yep.
Is
next
Minnesota.
Played Atlanta once.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they have not played Well, boy, Chicago really did come back to earth, didn't they? They have yet to play Charlotte, Brooklyn, Indiana, Washington, or New Orleans. They also haven't played Dallas or Memphis or the Clippers, who they'll play in a couple of days. They have played Utah, who they beat by one. Mm-hmm. Blown out by, wait, did they get blown out by Portland?
They didn't play.
They haven't played Portland.
Yeah. They haven't played Portland yet.
Yeah. So, I mean, we knew their schedule would be tough, but.
I'll ask a fair question here. Yeah, we see him every night. We see him all the time.
Yep.
Are we overly critical based on their schedule?
Maybe.
Because I thought about this before, right? Whenever I'm not even really like looking at like the schedule like that to be like, yes, this is when it opens up, right? But let's just say you take that 12 game span where the schedule opens up, right? And they go 9-3, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if that's the schedule they had to start the season? And they went 9-3. And then they had this 3-11 stretch and you get wiped out. Like it doesn't, it's the games are the games. We're a little hypersensitive to it because it's the beginning of the season. But
their record in that scenario you just presented is 12-14.
Which is not far from what.
Well, it's a very big difference from what we're looking at right now.
Yeah. And it's not, and 12-14 is not far from what we said. There would be like a 500 team.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the schedule or we're too critical or anything because last Wednesday we were talking about, or Thursday we were talking about them not playing hard or quitting and all that. And Doug's searching for every possible starting lineup right now. This team doesn't really have anything where it's like, oh yeah, they can lean on this when they start to play the bad teams. Like everything is just kind of chaos right now.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's all woosah and take our emotions out of this for a second. I don't want to say defend Doug a little bit, but let's bring proper context to the starting lineup thing. Obviously, we pointed it out. It's 12 different starting lineups in 14 games. There is context to that, though, that goes beyond just Keegan Murray. The searching, I think, has only been one change, and it's the Russell Westbrook for Dennis Schroeder change. When Keegan got hurt, now, maybe not to this level, but we predicted this. We said there's not going to be a definitive starter. Doug's probably going to change that fifth starter by opponent. Mm-hmm. And then it became like not just changing it by opponent. Then he had Zach LaVine out. Then he had Domantas Sabonis out. There were games where he had both of those guys out at the same time. Like he has dealt with a lot of one-off injuries, out a game, out two games, out one game. Like he's dealt with a lot of that from guys in the starting lineup. So it's not that he's desperately searching for a lineup. It's that he hasn't been able to consistently put the same lineup out there. Right. For a variety of different reasons.
Well, that could be it. Fine, that could be it too. But point being is that when you play the bad teams, it's like this team has no identity right now. They have no way that they play well on defense. They have no, like, there's nothing that you can point out. It's like, all right, they can lean on this. Like,
no, you're right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're right.
And I'll cape for them just a little bit after kick their back in for the better part of the last week. That is really, really difficult. What's going on when you're consistently playing the best teams in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can drown, and it's not even, you know, I'm talking psychologically too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, like we getting beat up every night. Like now we got to play the Thunder again. Mm-hmm. I thought we played them last week.
You did.
Oh man. All right. Well, after them, what, Denver?
Yeah.
Oh
again.
Goodness Christ.
You got to play Denver again.
All right, man. Like, these are already games that healthy they weren't expected to win.
Sure.
But it's one of the things we said we were worried about and what they had to guard against is you've got to find a way to not drown in this stretch of games and drown in the standings and mentally and emotionally. It feels like they are having a very, very tough time mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
Standing wise, I don't know if anybody want to hear it. They're like 2.5 games out of the 10th. Like, there's other bad teams around them, too.
There's a lot of bad teams around them. Is it justified to feel is it justified to feel the way that they may?
The players are
Yeah, the players.
And when you say that, you mean like, man, we just can't catch a break. We're not, I guess, human nature. Mm-hmm. So yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's justified. Yeah, but this is where we talked about. You're hoping that they're tougher than that.
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping that they're tough enough mentally.
Buddy,
and
I feel like that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I know.
The blowouts to the Timberwolves and the Hawks really stand out when you look at their schedule too. Just the context of it all.
Yeah, and once again, that's what we're talking about, and that's where our frustration lies, or at least mine. I think you're the same, but you're not just losing to this team. You're getting stomped out by some of these teams. Like, if they would have, if the games during the homestand more resembled Friday and even to a lesser degree Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'd feel the same way that I do right now.
Well, see, that's the other thing. At 3-11, I'm not even remotely suggesting this would be fun or okay. If we go back to that first week, if that first week is the way that the games are being played and lost, the conversation is not the same.
Yeah.
Doug's response isn't the same. His press conferences aren't the same. Like, nothing is the same if they're fighting and competitively losing basketball games. There's no conversation about quitting. There's no conversation about effort. We've got things we have to figure out. But that's not what's happening.
Right.
That's not what's happening. It's like that first blowout, which I think was to Oklahoma City, just started an avalanche.
Yeah.
Just an absolute avalanche of bad performances. Mm. And maybe it's not fair to be this critical of them. I just know what I see.
Right.
I know what I see, but I also feel like I know what Doug sees, because Doug is telling us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, D'Lo, KC, you guys don't know anything. Fair. Chatty House is a bunch of idiots. Fine. Doug's saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I got to believe he knows what he's watching. And he's the one guy out of all of us who knows what he's asking them to do. Specifically, he knows what he's asking them to do.
Yeah.
So, like, you put all this stuff together, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Fade or follow sports betting?
Interesting YouTube handles you've been reading today. What was the other? No pork chop? What was the other one?
Pork no chop.
Pork no chop.
Or chop no pork, maybe. That's what it was. Pork chop was the dog on Doug. That was the legendary cartoon.
Of course.
He said, do you guys feel differently, KC and D'Lo, if they beat the Suns and Thunder, two games they were winning the majority of the game? I'll even throw the Lakers game in there, too, because they should have. In theory,
mm-hmm.
they should have been able to handle that game. That probably puts them around like
5-8, 5-9.
Yeah, and I threw the Lakers game in there, so that gives them what,
6-8.
Yeah,
that's a whole different conversation.
It is a different conversation. I wonder if it would be a different conversation with the blowouts, though. Because once again, I think that for me personally, that's what's jarred me the most is that those 3-4 games at home where they look like they quit and they didn't care. That's what bothers me more than the win and loss record right now.
But part of the blowouts for me is like they've sort of been beaten down by those close losses, right? The Phoenix game, they didn't have any business losing that Phoenix game. Even if Phoenix is better than I'm giving them credit for, or we're giving them credit for, you didn't have any business losing that game. Yeah. They're not good enough to do that right. to you, or at least certainly opening night, we didn't think that. Oklahoma City, there's, you know, it's tough. We were right on the cusp, but I talk about that moment where it's like you've played so well for so long, you can't lose this game. We were 2 minutes away from that because I think the Thunder put on, like, turned up the gas with like 5 minutes to go, 4 minutes to go, somewhere in that marker. It's like, yeah, like you have to hold on the final 2 minutes. You have to in those situations. It's a hell of a lot harder to hold on for five. You know, you talk about 5 minutes. You're talking about a large chunk of the quarter there.
Yeah,
like that's harder. What was the other one? The Lakers one. The Lakers one is really frustrating. You shouldn't have lost the Lakers right. game. You shouldn't have lost it. But I wonder if how much of those losses led to the other Thunder one, to the Atlanta one, and so on. And I don't think I'd feel great about those losses, but at 6-8, it is a very, very different feeling if you got those three games back.
Yeah. Do you think...
At least it is. I'm sorry. It's a very different feeling for me if you get those games
back. And we're asking... hypotheticals, do you think if they win those three games and they have those performances at home that they had that rattled me so much, do you think Doug is still having that same type of press conference? 6-8, but you got blown out in three games. I feel my
so
first
none
thought
of those
is
games,
no.
None of those, I don't know.
Because they're not necessarily related, but you're a 6-16 when you get blown out by Minnesota.
Okay.
So it's not the same as like 3-8 and you've been blown out. You're a 6-16. You got blown out. That's very disappointing. So
did Minnesota come first?
Minnesota, then Atlanta.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he talked. He talked a certain way. When was that? Oklahoma. No, he talked before the. There was a game I'm missing. It's Denver. Denver's the game we're missing. So he talked before the game, before the Denver game, where he kind of went off. And they played solid in that game. And then after the game against Atlanta, he went off. So I feel like if the record is a little different, maybe. Maybe you just get one of those blow-ups and not two.
I think you're on to something. You might not. You might not. But if everything plays out the same way, that Atlanta game was pretty tough. Mm-hmm. Even at a better record, that Atlanta game at home in front of, because it's one thing to get blown out like that in Oklahoma City. It's one thing to get blown out like that in San Antonio or Minnesota or wherever. It's another thing to get blown out like that in front of your home crowd, not against the defending champion, not against a conference champion, not against a budding superstar or a massive superstar. It's another thing to get blown out with James Hamm and Sean Cunningham and Jake Gaden sitting in front of you, ready to ask you questions about what the hell they just had to sit through.
Yeah,
it's just not the same. So maybe Doug might have had it by that one, even with a better record.
Mm. Damn, I don't know. Well, like I said, I don't know what that stretch is going to look like. Like, oh, you're playing 10 of your next 12 opponents are under 500. Like, I don't even know if that exists, but mm-hmm. I wonder what they're able to do in that situation. Like we talked about earlier, they're going to have to do a lot to get me to change my belief on what they could be, but a win is a win. Like, if they had that stretch and they played well, and now you're three games under 500 as opposed to, what are they, eight right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's the record. Like, as much as we may not believe or like it, or that would be their record. That'd be three games under 500 or something like that. Yeah. So
the conversation's different. It doesn't. Atlanta's not rock bottom, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
In the trend of terrific YouTube handles, AOL did not kill WCW, says.
No, y'all playing with us at this
AOL did not kill WCW, says.
What?
How many players actually want to be in Sacramento and how many are waiting to be traded? That's a great question that we'll attempt to answer when D'Lo and Casey return here. We're at Sky River Casino tonight, 32 Brew Street. Make your plans to be with us. If you can bring some non-perishable food with you, that would be absolutely terrific. We're going to have a donation bin set up right there inside 32 Brews. We're watching the Raiders. We're watching the Cowboys, and we're doing it tonight. We're doing it with you, 32 Brew Street, inside Sky River Casino here on ESPN 13.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
1920. If you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, you can. 916-909-1320. To get back to our question from AOL did not kill WCW, how many players actually want to be in Sacramento?
Amount of times I AOL'd Kimberly Page.
Come on, man.
Nitro girls. And that's where I'd get all my spoilers. Shout out AOL.
I'm not saying I didn't. Especially when I heard she posed for a specific magazine back in the day. I was research purposes, of course. Looking up. I kept thinking, Kimberly Page, Diamond Dallas Page landed her.
Yeah.
All right.
She was a Nitro girl. That's when they got together, right?
No, they were together before she was a Nitro girl. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, this is a fair question, though. How many players actually want to be in Sacramento and how many are waiting to be traded? I think there are a lot of players on this team waiting to be traded.
Would you say four? Domas, Levine, DeMar, Malik.
Man, am I stalling him out by saying I don't think Malik's waiting to be traded?
I don't think so. No, no, you're not, because the way he's playing and his effort is dictating.
I just think his mentality is like, I'm just going to play basketball. Whatever y'all do, you do, but I'm just going to.
He's not.
I'm just going to play basketball.
I don't think he's waiting to be traded in a negative sense. I think he's waiting to be traded because when they get the chance, that's what they're going to do. He's not letting it necessarily affect how he approaches. It doesn't feel like, at least, like his energy and trying to do the best that he can. Like you said, just play basketball. But I think I'm just waiting for when they can. They will. Hmm. That's what it feels like.
LaVine for sure. I feel like LaVine. I feel like DeMar. I guess Domas too.
If you weren't trying to actively trade Malik and you asked him, do you think he'd want to be here though, going forward?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess that's where, like, he'd go on the other side for me. Like, the front office can have whatever plan, but I think if you ask Malik Monk, I think he'd be someone who wants to be here.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think he'd want to be here. He'd want to be part of figuring this out and getting it right. And, yeah. I don't know if you can say that for the other three. Then I'm not chastising. No, I'm not, like, trying to get at them. Mm-hmm. You know, they... DeMar don't have a lot of time left. Like, why would you want to be in this mm-hmm. situation? Mm-hmm. Try and go somewhere where you can win. LaVine, I'm not sure what Zach wants to do. Domas, he may be at the point where, you know, I thought this was something. And not that he's old, but I'm entering the prime. Like, I don't want to waste it on a rebound. Like, mm-hmm. they all have their reasons. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying I think those other three, they'd want to get out of here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know that any of them are going to get out of here, though. Again, it is not easy to just move a $40 million plus contract. It sure as hell isn't easy to move two of them. DeMar, I feel like, will be easier should that be the route that they go to. Probably be easier in about a month or so. But the other two, I just don't know how you do that.
Let me ask you a question. Jesse, you as well. Take your pick. It could be LaVine or Domas. I'm not really tripping. Would you attach a pick to move them?
No.
It doesn't have to be. No. It doesn't have to be 2026 Kings. Mm-hmm. It could be 27 Spurs. 28 Spurs, whenever that is. Would you and say you were doing that and you got an expiring back, like Kristaps Porzingis or something like that. I think I'm with you guys. I wouldn't do it.
I don't think so.
But part of the problem is I got these contracts that I'm drowning in right now.
I don't think you need to attach a pick to Zach because, like, he's got an expiring next year. He's got his player option next season, so I think that's tradable. Domas, as much as untradeable as we might think he is, I would still wouldn't attach a pick to him.
I don't think so. I wouldn't do it either, but... What if you couldn't trade him without that? What if the Zach LaVine
thing I'm sure is there's more than one general manager around the league that's going to tell you that.
So, and the reason why I bring so we would just sit with Zach for another 2 years and Sabonis for another three.
Well, it'd be another year, Sabonis. I mean, because Zach's next year.
True.
Domas. Like, in the chatty house and everybody, you can all answer this honestly. Is having Domas on this team the worst thing?
I don't think so.
Like if you
it's tough for roster building, I think.
But if you're able to, Zach's contract is going to, regardless of what this year looks like, and spoiler alert, it looks bad. Zach's contract is going to be significantly more appealing for somebody next year, because then you get we'll take a chance on this. Like, he could be an elite scorer and we're a good basketball team, so we'll know he'll be locked in. And if it doesn't work, it's fine. because we have 40 million and we're going to dump this contract that we don't like and we're going to get rid of this player that we don't like. So we're in a win-win situation here because we're going to shed salary that they don't want. We don't want. They're only taking in an extra, we'll say, $10 million because there's an extra year on whatever player. So Sacramento's happy. And in perspective team A, that 40, it'll be $50 million, just falls off the books. So that's next year, though. Like that, whether it's the offseason or February, that contract becomes significantly more appealing next year. But when you get to De'Aaron, like, or I'm sorry, when you get to Domas, I just don't think it's a lost cause with Domas. There's more that has to be done, to Jesse's point. There's more that has to be done. There's a lot that has to be done. But I don't think this team is stuck if you have Domantas Sabonis on it. I think the team is stuck if you have Domantas Sabonis and Zach LaVine on it.
The mindset matters to me. If either one or both of those guys aren't invested in what we're trying to do moving forward, that does feel like a problem to me. And what I mean by that is like, hey.
Of those two, I hear you. Do you think you can get one of them invested?
Yeah. I don't know.
What is getting Domantas Sabonis invested, though? Because you just run back into the same problem you were in before, where you got a guy you're building around that's not a guy you should be building around.
But are you sure?
Still a $45 million player, and it's not like you can get three of those guys here. Like, he's just one of your top two guys now.
Are you sure you're building around him, though?
His contract says you are.
It feels like it would be difficult to really start this process with both of those guys on the roster. And once again, both on the roster and they're not like locked in and invested in caring about what is trying to take place here. If one of them was, and you were able to keep the cool, like, let's, you know, we're trying to bring in this young guy, kind of giving him the keys a little bit. Let's see what he can do, like, help bring him along. You know, you're essentially grooming him to take your spot as the lead scorer, the number one guy. You down with that? Yeah, let's get it done. Check still clears, right? Yeah, cool, let's get it done. But, man, I ain't giving this rookie, like, what? Man, they try to prop up this rookie around here. Like, I'm the dude. Like, that's what I mean by not invested in what's going on. And, yeah, so I just asked the question, would it be more beneficial to what you're trying to do long term if those guys that aren't invested aren't here and you maybe had to give up a little bit more than you wanted to get them out.
Would you do it? The draft pick detached, for those who kind of got lost in this conversation, would you attach a draft pick if it meant you could move either Sabonis or Zach LaVine?
I wouldn't attach any of my own. Depending on the deal, depending on what I might get back, and what I had to do, and the Spurs pick, maybe. Maybe, because I can rationalize and say it's going to be like a late first round pick, but it's still a first round pick. Like, it's still a pick that you can use in other trades or something like that.
Do you think that's appealing to someone, a team, a San Antonio Spurs first round pick?
Clearly not as much as a Kings first round pick, but right. maybe you can talk the GM into saying you can use this in the press release. We got a first round pick back for them. That doesn't matter, with minor details that it's a Spurs pick. We got a first round pick.
Put it in the tweet, Shams.
Right. Minor details. Maybe use it that way, but I don't know. And I guess, like, the way you guys break it down, I'd be more apt to use that for Sabonis than LaVine because there's one additional year on Sabonis' contract. To answer your question, to get off the fence, today how I feel, no, I wouldn't do it. But I'm thinking about it. Like, I think everybody, like, no, absolutely not. It's not a, I got to think about it. I got to see the deal. I got to, it's on the table. For whereas for, you know, a lot of people, it's not on the table at all. It's on the table.
This team is not trading first round picks because they're 1-12. But I just can't get over how funny it's going to be when you realize the team that could use Domas the most is Indiana and how ridiculous the news cycle will be when Domas gets traded back to Indiana for a fraction of whatever Tyrese Halliburton is and the Kings remain the butt of the joke.
Man,
I don't know what Indiana's draft capital is like. Like, I don't know if they have another team's pick to trade, but he makes so much sense there. Like, he literally makes perfect sense there. There might be some other teams where he makes sense. Yeah, you know, I've seen people talk about Memphis. Maybe Memphis works.
Warriors.
TC, yeah, the Warriors. TC brought up Brooklyn earlier. And the Warriors are in position to do it with Jonathan Kuminga and, you know, whatever else you want to attach to that. They might want to run pods out of town now. So who knows? There are probably more suitors for Domantas Sabonis than I originally gave him credit for. I still think it's just going to be a tough road to trade him.
Yeah, I don't think there's, I think it's the same amount of suitors that I thought before. Because the question isn't do you like him as a player? I think there's a lot of people that like him as a player and see him as a fit. How you get there is the problem. What are you willing to give up? Do you have the contracts in place that won't take away from what you're trying to add with Domantas Sabonis to make it work? I think there's less than a handful of teams that would really like Brooklyn. Why would Brooklyn want Domantas Sabonis?
Well, Kyle asked, why would Brooklyn do it? Though they don't seem ready to start winning. They have cap space. That's why they would do it. Like, okay. You're not spending any money. You're moving money out. Like, it almost doesn't affect you. You just have a better player than anyone that you have now.
And if I was, I hear you. If I was Brooklyn, though, is whatever pipe dream it may be, Giannis free agent in 2027. That's, I know it's just one contract slot, but nah, not for Domas. If it was, I don't know.
I don't think Domas takes you out of the running for that, though, does he?
No, he doesn't. Because you have. I always think of it as like three slots.
Yeah, and you're moving money out. Like, you should still have more than enough to like outwardly sign Giannis if that's your pipe dream.
Yeah,
and you have a player like, yeah, maybe not.
I would just keep Nick Claxton.
I was gonna say, I don't know that you want to pair Domas with Giannis. Nick Claxton actually does make a lot more sense. But Nick Claxton's contract is up. The year that Giannis is a free agent.
Yeah. But I could just sign him to a cheaper deal.
You could.
He's making 25, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25 per.
So, in theory, yeah, I'd like to have Domas, but in actuality.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.